Good morning, and welcome to Morning Devotions for Monday, the 13th of November. My name is Bishop Laish Boyd, the Bishop of the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands, and it is my pleasure to lead Morning Devotions for this week. Our theme for this week is, This is the Day. In the book of Genesis, chapter 1, we read the following. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and God saw that everything was good. The Bible is a book that records God's revelation of himself to the children of Israel in the Old Testament and the Jews in the New Testament. The Bible is not a history book, although it contains a number of historical facts. The Bible is, in fact, a theology book, a book that tells about God and what God did and what God meant to those persons who had a relationship with God. The Israelites in the Old Testament, the Christians, and the Jews in the New Testament. This is important because when we read passages like God created the heavens and the earth in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1, we must realize that this is a statement of belief on the part of those who wrote the book. We could get lost in details about how many days it took and what God created on which day, but it is more important to recognize the overarching statement, and that is that the worshiper of God was saying, in the beginning, my God created everything that there ever was. This is an extremely important point, and what does it teach us? It teaches us, first of all, that God is the ultimate source. Everything that is came forth from God's mind, from God's desire, and from God's action. In the beginning, God. Very powerful words. Secondly, this passage teaches us that the God who is the ultimate source, created. He extended his hands. He moved his will from his mind into action, and he caused things to come into being. This is one of the greatest things about God. God extends his hand. God touches lives. God makes a difference. And the third thing that the creation story teaches is that God, the ultimate source, created, extended his hand, and therefore everything that is, our whole reality, our whole consciousness, even our minds and bodies themselves, are a result of this generous God. If we say that this is the day that the Lord has made, then what we are saying is this is the day to acknowledge how good God is, the source of all things, the one who extends his hands, and the one who has fashioned everything about our reality and our consciousness. As you go forth today, sing that wonderful song, This is the Day That the Lord Has Made. And I want all of us to let this be the day that we acknowledge that God is the source, that we acknowledge that God is, that we acknowledge what God has done, and we allow that acknowledgement to influence us wherever we go and whatever we do. What does it mean if this is the day that we acknowledge God? It means that we are filled with thanksgiving for who we are, that we appreciate the good things in the world, that even though there are many things that we could complain about, we remember and think about those things that are good. Yes, we commit ourselves to thinking, believing, and acting that the glass is always half full, not half empty. That while there are many things that may not be the way we would like, there are so many things for which we have to be thankful. This, my friend, is the joy and radiance of acknowledgement that God is the ultimate source, that God is good, that God is kind, and that God extends his hands toward us. This is the day to acknowledge God. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord, we acknowledge you today. We thank you for this day which you've given us. We ask you to help us to use this day to your honor and glory. And we pray that the good things of life would kindle in us a spark of joy and peace and help us to pass on that spark to others by our positive living, by our kindness, by our goodness, by our love. Heavenly Father, keep that spark alive in us today, and most especially in that person who is most discouraged, most traumatized, most unhappy, most in pain. Reach out to that person with your mighty hand that they might acknowledge that this is the day to acknowledge God. And Father, this is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. And now may the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you this day and forevermore. Amen. Go in peace and serve the Lord. Have a wonderful day.